First reading from Psalm 119. My comfort in my suffering is this: your promise preserves my life. And from Isaiah 37. Hezekiah received the letter from the messengers and read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, O Lord Almighty, God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubim, you alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Give ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Listen to all the words Sennacherib has sent to insult the living God. It's true, O Lord, that the Assyrian kings have laid waste all these people in their lands. They have thrown their gods into the fire and destroyed them. For they were not gods, but only wood and stone, fashioned by human hands. Now, O Lord our God, deliver us from his hand, so that all kingdoms on earth may know that you alone, O Lord our God. Then Isaiah, son of Amoz, sent a message to Hezekiah. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Because you've prayed to me concerning Sennacherib, king of Assyria, this is the word the Lord has spoken against him. The virgin daughter of Zion despises and mocks you. The daughter of Jerusalem tosses her head as you flee. Who is it you've insulted and blasphemed? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted your eyes in pride? Against the Holy One of Israel. By your messengers you have heaped insults on the Lord. And you've said, with my many chariots I've ascended the heights of the mountains, the utmost heights of Lebanon. I've cut down its tallest cedars, the choicest of its pines. I have reached its remotest heights, the finest of its forests. Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning the king of Assyria. He will not enter this city or shoot an arrow here. He will not come before it with shield or build a siege ramp against it. By the way that he came, he will return. He will not enter this city, declares the Lord. And from Matthew 21. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer.
Meditation. If I only love Jesus. I praise the wounds and the blood of the Lamb that heals the weakness of my body. I praise the wounds and the blood of the Lamb that heals the weakness of my soul. I praise the wounds and the blood of the Lamb that heals the weakness of my spirit. Praise be to the blood of the Lamb in his forgiving power. Praise be to the blood of the Lamb in his cleansing power. Praise be to the blood of the Lamb in his saving power. Praise be to the blood of the Lamb in his releasing power. Praise be to the blood of the Lamb in his victorious power. Praise be to the blood of the Lamb in his renewing power. Praise be to the blood of the Lamb in his protecting power. For whoever believes in the power of the blood of Jesus, nothing is impossible. I praise the blood of the Lamb that covers all my sins, so that they can no longer be seen. I praise the blood of the Lamb that cleanses me from all my sins and makes me white as snow. I praise the blood of the Lamb that has power to free me from all my bondages and chains of sin. I praise the blood of the Lamb that is stronger than my own sin-infested blood and remoulds me into the image of God. I praise the blood of the Lamb that is victorious over all powers that seek to oppress me, over every power of the enemy. I praise the blood of the Lamb that protects me from all the devious attacks of the enemy. I praise the blood of the Lamb that prepares me for the bridal garment. I praise the blood of the Lamb that makes all things new. Alleluia. Amen.